SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A school shooting in Perry, Iowa.
The call came in just before the start of school.
We got an active shooter situation at Perry High School. We need you en route.
A sixth grader was shot and killed. Mitch Mortvedt with the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation identified the gunman as a 17-year-old student, Dylan Butler.
Butler was armed with a pump-action shotgun and a small-caliber handgun. Butler also made a number of social media posts in and around the time of the shooting.
He later died of what investigators believe was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Friends like Yesenia Roder-Hall describe Butler as a good person.
He got tired of the bullying. He got tired of the harassment. Was it a smart idea to shoot up the school? No.
Among those shot was the principal of Perry High School. I'm Ed Donahue.
Private funerals are planned for the Colorado Springs children who were allegedly killed by their mother. 7-year-old Aiden and 9-year-old Ellie were found December 19th. Kimberly Singler was arrested in the UK. Also at SRNnews.com, it's about to get chilly on the East Coast. Correspondent Rita Foley has more.
A winter storm system traveling across the nation is expected to dump snow and freezing rain on parts of the East Coast this weekend. So who's going to get what? We ask the National Weather Service's Frank Pereira.
There is some uncertainty with regards to the track, especially as it moves further to the north, which could have significant impacts on the amount and the location of the snowfall that is expected to occur across portions of the northern mid-Atlantic and northeast.
Forecasters say before it's all over, this storm will have moved through Colorado and New Mexico and into Texas and the southeast before moving up the East Coast. I'm Rita Foley.
A New York City subway train derailed Thursday after colliding with another train at low speed, leaving more than 20 people with minor injuries. This is SRN News. International Christian Concern is sounding an alarm about the surging persecution of believers in Africa. ICC President Jeff King says radical Muslims are to blame.
In Democratic Republic of Congo, you've got a massive group that's just an Islamic group. So it's a largely Christian country and very small minority Muslim country, but there's tremendous wealth there. And so there is an armed Islamic terror group that is terrorizing Christians. Massive trouble.
There's a similar group at work in Nigeria.
The Fulanis are a tribe, but they are Islamists, and they are doing a massive land grab. They're taking over the farms of Christians in the middle of the country. 3.5 million farmers have been pushed off their lands.
He warns a civil war and famine may result in some of these in these nations if the terrorists are not brought to heel. More at persecution.org. This is SRN News. New Mexico electric customers are off the hook.
Regulators have rejected an effort by New Mexico's largest electric utility to recoup from customers millions of dollars of investments made in a coal-fired power plant in the northwestern corner of the state. Public Service Company of New Mexico customers will not have to bear some cost associated with the company's stake in the Four Corners power plant near Farmington or in the Palo Verde nuclear generating station in Arizona. Overall, residential customers will see a decrease in rates instead of the 9.7% increase the utility was seeking. John Scott reporting.
Government buildings in several states are evacuated following bomb threats, causing brief disruptions for the second day in a row in some places. The Mississippi Capitol and courthouses in Arkansas and Montana were evacuated Thursday. No explosives were found. More details at srnnews.com.